Today we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled Extreme Tactics. So this article is talking about the climate activist group Extinction Rebellion and how they use more extreme tactics than other activist groups and don't believe that a simple protest is enough to create change. And they were founded in the UK and believe that civil disobedience is necessary to fight against climate change. And Carrie and Jack will be arguing the potency or effectiveness of this kind of campaign. And Carrie starts out by saying that she keeps seeing news stories about people getting arrested for gluing themselves to government buildings and trains. So she wants to know what's happening there. What's the deal with that? And Jack says that she must be talking about the group Extinction Rebellion, or XR for short. And he says that they have a radical approach to protesting, and he gives some examples as to what they've been known to do. He says that they've been known to blockade roads, or block roads from people coming in and out, chain themselves to buildings, and get arrested en masse, or in large groups. And Carrie believes that that seems pretty drastic or extreme, but she does concede that, being said, massive nonviolent protests have been effective in the past, and she gives the examples of Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi. And Jack says that XR believes the incremental changes the government is making right now, that they're not very effective. And they believe that they must disrupt the system in order to make real change happen. And Carrie understands and can see how blocking a busy street can be an effective way to get people's attention. But she says that the people in the group tend to pride themselves on getting arrested, and she wants to know why that's so important to them. And Jack explains that XR believe that sending emails and non-disruptive protests, they don't have any cost to the opposition. So if a lot of people get arrested at one time, this will cause such a strain on the authorities that they will need to come to the table and discuss the issue.
今天我们延续昨天的文章讨论到关于就是一个反抗灭绝的社会运动组织，它是成立于英国，他们认为呢需要以就是公民不服从的手法来对抗气候变迁。Carrie 跟 Jack 他就讨论到这类型的社会运动它的效力还有它的影响。Carrie 一开始呢他就说呢他在新闻报道上面一直看到有人就是因为把自己用胶水粘在政府的大楼和列车上面而被警方逮捕，所以他就问 Jack 说发生了什么事情。那 Jack 就说那你一定是在说就是反抗灭绝这一个社会运动组织吧，这个组织的缩写叫做 XR， 他们就是会采取比较激进的方式抗议，像是占领大街或是用铁链将自己绑在建筑物上，或者是集体被逮捕，这些激进的方式然后引起就是社会和政府的注意。那 Carrie 他就觉得这样的就是听起来很激烈，据说呢就是大型非暴力的抗议在过去的社会其实是很有效的，像是马丁路德金恩和甘地都是代表的人物。那 Jack 他又接着说呢，这个组织呢认为就是政府正在做的渐进式改革是没有效的，他们觉得一定要用破坏就是现在的体制来做彻底的改变。那 Carrie 他就说呢他懂，因为呢就像是你阻挡一些比较繁忙的街道可以得到就是人们的注意，就是一些比较有效的方式，所以他们也很自豪说呢他们自己可以就是被逮捕。那 Jack 就说呢反抗灭绝的组织就是认为发送电子邮件啊或者是非破坏性的抗议，其实对就是当局或者是反对派来说呢其实都是不痛不痒的，所以如果有大量的人民就是如果持续被逮捕的话呢，就会造成就是当局政府的压力，就让他们可以出面谈判。Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
I bet they garner some sympathy by getting arrested as well. They aren't gluing themselves to buildings for kicks. What are Extinction Rebellion's demands? They want the government to declare a state of environmental emergency. They also want to set a goal of net zero greenhouse emissions by 2025. Carrie says that she bets that the XR group members that get arrested, they get some sympathy for getting arrested. So it makes other people who are not in the group more sympathetic if they get arrested for something like this. And Carrie says they aren't gluing themselves to buildings for kicks. And for kicks means to do something because it's exciting or fun. So she points out that they aren't just gluing themselves onto the buildings for a joke or for fun, and she wants to know what are Extinction Rebellion's demands. So they're doing all of this stuff. What do they actually want to achieve? And Jack says that they want the government to declare a state of environmental emergency. And declare means to formally announce the beginning of something. So the group wants the government to formally announce that there's an environmental emergency happening, and they also want the government to set the goal of a net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2025. So net zero means that you're removing as many emissions as you produce. So they want the government to be able to achieve this goal by 2025.
Carrie 呢，她就说呢 ，I bet they garner some sympathy by getting arrested as well。就说呢，她敢打赌，就是他们也会因为被捕而获得一些同情。They aren't gluing themselves to building for kicks。就说呢，用胶水把自己粘在建筑物上面，不会只是为了追求刺激，为了好玩而已。所以呢，这边有一个 for kicks， 就是有为了寻欢作乐，或者是为了追求刺激，为了好玩。What are Extinction Rebellion's demands？ 就说呢，反抗灭绝组织他们的诉求是什么呢？那 Jack 他就说呢 ，They want the government to declare a state of environmental emergency。就说呢，他们诉求政府宣布就是环境紧急的状态。They also want to set the goal of net zero greenhouse emissions by 2025. 就说他们也要求政府可以在设定在2025年之前呢，可以达到温室气体净零排放的目标。这边有一个 net zero emission， 就是指说呢，净零排放的意思，就是像是你透过一些方式，就是可以把就是人类所人造的一些温室气体，就是从大气层中移除。
That's very ambitious. Most governments have set a goal for 2050. There would have to be a complete overhaul of the way society works to meet that goal. Carrie thinks that their goals are very ambitious or very difficult to achieve. And she says that most governments have set a goal for 2050. So Extinction Rebellion wants the net zero greenhouse emissions to be equal that in 2025, whereas most governments have set that goal for 2050, so they want it a whole 25 years before that. And Carrie says there would have to be a complete overhaul of the way society works to meet that goal. And an overhaul is to completely change a system so that it works more effectively. So Carrie says that they would really, really have to change basically everything in order to meet that goal.
Carrie 他就说呢 ，that's very ambitious， 就是非常的有企图心，就是只说可能很难的去达到。Most governments have set a goal for 2050， 就说呢，因为呢，大多数的政府其实它设定的目标是在2050年前。 There would have to be a complete overhaul of the way society works to meet that goal， 就说呢，如果这么一来的话，社会要去实现这样的目标一定要很全面。 Overhaul 在这边就是有彻底的改变，全面改变的意思。